In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will sing of steadfast love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will make music. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Know that the Lord, He is God. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will sing of steadfast love and justice. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father. For you live and reign with him in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our first reading for this seventh Sunday of Easter is from the book of Acts, chapter 1. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these, with one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers. The company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brothers, the Spirit had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man bought a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language Akaldama, which is field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office.' So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forth two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, you know the hearts of all. Show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. This is the gospel of the Lord. Christ has risen from the dead.
God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor.
He has given him the dominion over the works of his hands.
He has put all things under
his feet. Our epistle reading is from 1 Peter chapter 4. "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. For if you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, with what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, that those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To Him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the gospel.
Alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. When Jesus had spoken these words, He lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify Your Son, that the Son may glorify You, since You have given Him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom You have given Him. And this is eternal life, that they know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. I glorified You on earth, having accomplished the work that You gave Me to do. And now, Father, glorify Me in Your own presence with the glory that I had with You before the world existed. I have manifested Your name to the people whom You gave Me out of the world. Yours they were, and You gave them to Me, and they have kept Your word. Now they know that everything that You have given Me is from You, for I have given them the words that You gave Me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from You, and they have believed that You sent Me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom You have given Me, for they are Yours. All Mine are Yours, and Yours are Mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to You. Holy Father, keep them in Your name, which You have given Me, that they may be one, even as We are one." This is the Gospel of the Lord. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation is from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, particularly these words. Jesus said, "I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do." This is our text. In the name of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear Christian friends, last Thursday was 40 days after Easter, so therefore it was Ascension Day, a day on which the Christian church on earth celebrates the bodily ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven, while his disciples stood there watching him disappear into the clouds. And as he disappeared, an angel announced to them that he would be coming back to earth again, just as he had left. But what is the significance of Christ's ascension to us as Christians today? What does the ascension of Jesus Christ mean to you and to me? First of all, it means that Jesus Christ has accomplished the task that God the Father had given him to do. Remember those words on the cross? It is finished. It's done. It's complete. Jesus completed what the Father sent him to do. Jesus said in the text, "I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do." Remember, Jesus is true God. Jesus always was and always will be God. Our text even reminds us of this fact through Jesus' own words. "Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." Jesus is eternal God. But God the Son, Jesus Christ, took on human form and became a man. We call that miracle the incarnation. Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, became true man as he was born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus became man for a purpose. God had a plan that would provide, by God's grace, the salvation that man needed, but could not earn on his own. It all started in the Garden of Eden with the first sin. God said that the woman's seed would crush Satan's head, and the seed of the woman was Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah, the Savior. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to be born of the Virgin Mary, to suffer under Pontius Pilate, to be crucified, to die, and to be buried. But that was only part of the work he had to do. 3 days after his death and burial, Christ arose from the dead, defeating sin, death, and Satan for all times. The Apostle Paul said, "If Christ is not raised from the dead, we are still in our sins. But thanks be to God, he is raised from the dead. He does live now and forever." Jesus Christ, by his resurrection from the dead, brought life into a world that was dead in sin. Because he lives, we too shall live. So what does the ascension of Jesus into heaven mean to you and to me? First of all, it means that Jesus has fulfilled completely the plan of salvation. It means that you and I, by God's grace, through faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, have the forgiveness of sins that we need in order to live as God's people today here on earth and eternally with Him in heaven. The work is complete. We have salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That in itself is enough to make us rejoice and celebrate Ascension Day. But there is more. Jesus said in the text, "Father, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one." Jesus prayed for his followers while he was here on earth. And our scriptures teach us that even now, seated at the right hand of God the Father, Jesus Christ still intercedes and prays for you and for me. The Bible says there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. Isn't it comforting to know that we have someone who loved us enough to die for us, who continues day after day to intercede for us before our Father in heaven? Yes, we must admit we are sinners. Yes, we do fall short of God's perfect will for our lives. But still, Jesus is our intercessor, our lawyer. He is the one who pleads our case before the Father in heaven. The devil is a prosecutor. He looks at your life and mine. He says, "They did this and they did that." And he accuses us of so many sins. And the devil, as a prosecutor, says they deserve terrible punishment for what they've done. Eternity in hell. And Jesus says, "They're mine. I died for them. Their sins were tacked on my cross. My resurrection from the dead is their resurrection from the dead. By God's grace, they live with me and for me and forever with me." Jesus is our advocate. He is our lawyer. He is the one who pleads our case before the Father. He is the one who reminds the Father that our sin-stained lives have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, that by His life, death, and resurrection, He has won forgiveness of sin and life eternal for you and for me. Jesus Christ is our mediator, our advocate, before the holy court of God the Father in heaven. And isn't it comforting for the Christian to know that this Savior, Jesus Christ, is coming again, just as the angels said? Jesus told us himself, "I will come again and take you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Christ ascended from this world to heaven, but he will come again. He is preparing for us a place right now. When the fullness of time is again reached, at a time known only to the Father, Jesus Christ will come again to be the supreme judge, to judge both the living and the dead, to separate the sheep from the goats, to call home to himself those faithful stewards who in faith have taken up their crosses and followed him. The Ascension is a joyful event for Christians because the Ascension assures us that God's work of salvation has been completed. The Ascension tells us that Christ is with the Father, even now, interceding for you and for me. And as the angels told the disciples who witnessed that ascension, he will come again to take us to be with him forever. Let us rejoice in Christ's ascension. Let us give thanks for this good news. And let us dedicate ourselves anew to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Church of God, that she should be protected from every attack of the prowling lion, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For protection against Satan's seductions and terrors, that no false doctrine or ungodly living may gain a foothold among us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For endurance and patience, that where the devil incites enemies against God's word and the church, the saints may rejoice to share in Christ's suffering. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the work of our missionaries, that the seeds they sow would bring forth the harvest of our Lord Jesus, that they would endure fiery trials for Christ's name, that they would shine the light of his gospel into hostile darkness, and that they would rejoice in tribulation to share the sufferings of the Lord who suffered for us all. Let us pray to the Lord. For our nation and all people of the world, that peace and justice would overcome war and violence, liberty reign over oppression, and that the holy angels would guard those who defend us in the armed forces or protect us in our communities. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and the distressed, for those whose hearts are heavy, those whose lives are burdened, those who mourn, and all who are in need, especially those listed in our bulletin, and that you would be granted healing and given God's peace, which passes all understanding. Let us pray to the Lord. For faith to recognize the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to receive this blessed food in the Holy Communion, and for guidance to live faithfully here on earth until we live with him eternally, let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, as the first Christians devoted themselves to prayer and worship following Christ's glorious ascension, preserve us in the same until we are raised with all the saints to your heavenly kingdom, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of sin. May this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of all your sins. May this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the remission of all of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed on the cross of Calvary for the remission of all of your sins. May this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.